savory food and tasty drink for the body with the spiritual satisfaction that the soul is assured through Holy Communion. For example, we can eat food A, we can eat food B, and both foods may nourish our body. But what a difference, as we all know, between two foods. Both would feed the body, but one, oh, this is really a good meal. Repeat the first part. The Church compares the effects of savory food for the body with the spiritual satisfaction for the soul that comes through Holy Communion. Food, sisters, can you imagine? Suppose the food we ate tasted like dust. Well, from the children, he would stop eating, right? And we would die. So the Church compares Holy Communion as giving. We don't use the word pleasure. In my vocabulary, I always use the word pleasure for the body and joy for the soul. It's good to have your own vocabulary. In other words, there's a great difference between eating food and enjoying the food you eat. And not just enjoying it while you are eating, but our Lord's most important revelations were given either at or after a meal. Remember the Holy Eucharist. Remember when the disciples were fishing all night, and remember they caught nothing. Then, early in the morning, who spotted Jesus on the shore? Who recognized Jesus? John. He told Peter, remember? You know what Peter did? He jumped in the water. John wrote in the Gospel, because of Peter's humility, says John, he was not far from shore. But then, remember, they caught who knows how many fish. How many? One? 153. Okay. The disciples counted the fish. They were big fish. Then our Lord, remember, he had a very important, most important revelation to make. But he waited until they had had a good meal. Then took Peter aside, remember, and then gave Peter a chance to make reparation for his triple denial. And that's when Jesus instituted what we call the Petrine Primacy. So it's not just while we're eating after the meal. You relax. You feel good. Similarly, you're not only to practice virtue, We are to enjoy doing the will of God. Of course, this happiness may be joined with physical or emotional pain. But even so, our living the life of grace should be peace-giving, joy-receiving, happiness-producing. Should be peace-giving, joy-receiving, and happiness-producing. And faith tells us, period, the principal source of this earthly happiness is a frequent reception of Holy Communion. For example, people often tell me, I am trying to do God's will, but it is such a burden. I read the lives of the saints, and I can't believe it. It must be, they tell me, spiritual fiction. I can't live a life like that. So then I ask them, how often do you go to communion? Without exception, at most once a week. Well, my friend, if you want to enjoy living a spiritual life, you must go more than once a week. I've got to go to work real early. Change your job. Do anything. And sisters, it works. As religious, I don't say he would not pronounce our final vows. He would not even have taken our first vows unless, in spite of whatever it costs us to be religious, sisters, we must have spiritually enjoyed our life. I hope, my dear missionaries of charity, you are happy. Spero quod, quod felices, sitis. Beati sitis. Happy. So I tell them, start going at least twice a week, even every day. And 50 plus years in the priesthood. I cannot tell you what joy, true, honest to God happiness. People are living often lives of great burden, pain, but they're happy. And the secret is frequent. I think I told you this. I never remember my mother, never missing Holy Communion every day of her life. That's why this stubborn, self-willed son of hers, I can't believe it, became a priest. There is one sure way a doctor recognizes the value of the medication that he prescribes. He asks, does it do any good? Have you been hospitalized? I now count it. In the Society of Jesus, I've been hospitalized 23 times and some very long hospitalizations, major surgeries, heart surgeries, four-way heart bypass, cancer surgery, three cancer surgeries, and here I am. Mamma mia. Sisters, Holy Communion works. It works. Number 7. the effects of Holy Communion, perseverance in grace,